It's crazy to me that I'm about to say the following thing to you, but I came very close to being in an active shooter situation this past Saturday. When I mean close, I basically arrived 15 to 30 minutes after the cops had secured the location. There was a man shooting a high-powered rifle from a parking garage in the neighborhood that I was going to. In fact, the block that I was going to was completely cordoned off. I was basically running late. I was supposed to be there 15 minutes before when it was actually happening. Let's be clear, the neighborhood is a safe one, and this could happen anywhere. And no, I haven't mentioned this to my mom yet. It will freak her out, and she's already overprotective, even though I'm a grown-ass woman. In this unedited show, I would like to talk about gratitude and living life boldly. This show is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. The course is on sale until December 3rd, 2019. These are the deepest discounts you will receive on the course this year. Use the code 2020 to save $147 on group and VIP tiers. Use code JINGLE, like Jingle Bells, but Jingle, to save $67 on self-study tiers. Go to the following link to get signed up today. Again, that link is michelleismoneyhungry.com/courses. I've created a new community. I was getting a lot of questions and things, and I thought, you know what? I need to have one place where I connect with people who are listening to the show, who are reading the content on Michelle is Money Hungry, who meet me at events, and also who would like to attend Money on the Mountain. Excuse me, Money on the Mountain, kind of like weird audio. Basically, I have created a community called the Freedom Collective HQ, or headquarters. You're going to hang out with me in that community. And beginning in January of 2020, I'll host once a month free workshops on a variety of topics, share discounts on products that are specifically for the group, announcements about upcoming events such as Money on the Mountain or events that I'm hosting in Denver or virtually, that will all be made in the group, as well as hosting once a month office hours where you can get in touch with me and touch base with me. I am known for not doing pick your brains because it's a lot of time. And I felt like this is a great way to kind of address that issue where I have dedicated time to answer questions from multiple people versus doing multiple meetings to answer multiple people's same questions. So I think that's going to work out really nicely. Whew. So make sure you sign up today. The link is in the show notes. You can get to the show notes by going to michelleismoneyhungry.com/focusing on gratitude. Life is so freaking messy. It's as if you're in a constant balancing act just to stay steady. And after what happened on Saturday, I was just like, you know what? I need a minute. Now, the thing is, for the last couple years, I've just been mentally tired. I'm not going to get into how politics have tired me out, but you can go from there. Just life, a lot of things have just tired me out. A lot of just, you know, you're keeping on and just trying to get things going, and it's hard. And as I reflect back on the following year, I'm going to be honest, it's with some awe and with some frustration. And one area that I did well in was focusing on being grateful. So now I can be frustrated at the same time I'm grateful. So I do have a pretty consistent gratitude practice, and I want to talk about what it is and what it looks like. So it kind of looks like this. Wow. I woke up this morning because the alternative is not that great. I have food, water, clothing, and a home. I'm relatively healthy. I have corrective eyewear for my vision. Without my contacts, I wouldn't be able to see at all. I get my teeth cleaned every 6 months. So American. I have access to transportation. The mountains are close and I can go whenever I want. I can access free business classes. Like, there are a lot of things that I'm super grateful for. Then I quickly spend time being grateful for the people in my life, family, friends, my favorite baristas who tell me I'm beautiful and give me free things. I have a lot to be thankful for. It's been my view that the more I focus on the positive things in my life, the more I'm able to manage the crap that comes along, like the $2,000 bill I had in July, running a business and how long it takes for a business to actually grow, and the self-doubt that comes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. By the way, I'm not editing this episode. Friends who have moved on. That's a part of friendships, that sometimes you move on from your friends. It could be because of distance. It could be whatever, but I've had that definitely happen in the past year where distance in particular has played its hand in not so much ending forever, but kind of changing the tenor of some of my friendships. I'm trying to manage my health and wellness when all I want to do is eat to make myself feel better. So I've lost, you know, a pretty significant amount of weight. It is the holiday season, so I have happily gained some back because, you know what, I'm not going to be dieting during Thanksgiving. That's just not going to happen. And let's be clear, it's not always moonlight and roses over here. It's real life. Then I think about the wonderful people who sponsored Money on the Mountain, including in particular Laura from the internets, a person I didn't know but believed in what I was doing. And that really was amazing to me that she donated to that event to help me give access to an event like that for someone who might not have been able to afford it. I'm grateful every day, but honestly, Saturday was a wake-up call for me. I'm living parts of my life too cautiously, in particular with other people. I don't let people in very easily, and I've always been that way. This might surprise you because I'm a huge extrovert, but being an extrovert doesn't necessarily mean that I'm letting you in. It just means I'm gregarious and that I can talk to people. It doesn't mean that you're really getting in close with me or that I'm frustrated about my dating life. But even though I meet people really easily when I'm out in the world, like I'm frustrated with my dating life, but I know when I go out in the world, I meet people super easily. I wasn't going out in the world. Ironically, I met a really great guy in October when I went out in the world. He's from England though, so don't ask me about him. He's back in England. Anyway, sometimes you have to push yourself out of the comfort zone that you may be living in, and it's so uncomfortable. The thing is, in my past, I've done that all the time. I've done so many things that pushed me to grow, and I feel like I haven't really done that in the past couple of years in certain areas of my life. So I ask you the following question: who's prepared to be more bold in the new year, to grow your business to the point where you're on TV, or to earn more money even though you're scared of the action that would, you know, be connected to making that actually happen, or to audition to be a video vixen because you can, to be bold regardless of your age, the story that you or other people tell you about what you can or cannot do? I just want to leave you with this. On Saturday, myself and dozens of people in my town could have been shot. Seriously, this guy had a high-powered rifle. He was on the third floor of a parking garage that was what was like basically directly across the street, if you will, from where I was going. I was running a few minutes late. What if I hadn't been? What if he'd hit someone? What if? And that kind of made me pause. I already think about these things. I already think about the fragility of life, in a place like the United States, because we've got crazy crap going on all the time. But even if we didn't have crazy crap going on, life is fragile. Are you living in such a way that if everything ended tomorrow, you would have regrets or no regrets? And I'm going to be honest, if I had died on Saturday, I would have died with regrets about the love that I haven't had in several years, or the connections I could have made, or the good that I could have done for other people. And I'm feeling emotional about this. Don't have regrets. Live boldly. Push past your fear. It's so important. I feel very grateful that no one was hurt. It was very alarming, very scary situation. It could have gone very badly, very quickly. On this Thanksgiving week, during this Thanksgiving week, as you are around your friends and family or whomever you call your family, love on them. Let stupid crap slide. Keep the peace or set boundaries and decide not to deal with people who don't serve your greater good, your wellness, because we're only here for so long. So I was thinking to myself about how I want my next decade to go, how I imagine that to be. And I want to share a few things. I'm sure I'll do an episode about, like, holy crap, 2020 is just around the corner. But here are a couple of things that I want in the next 10 years. I want to get married. I want to have 2 kids. How that looks, I don't know. It could be adoption. It could be twins. It could be I have one and, you know, he brings one into the family. I don't know how that looks, but two is my limit. Now, if later you're like, Michelle, girl, you got 4. I don't want to be teased, okay? I would really like to be in Miami Vice. I don't know what I have to do to make that happen, but I'm going to make that happen. I want to dance in a video again or do something with a video, like a music video. I was excited about Drake until he got weird, and I'm too old for Drake, so we won't go there, but you know. They're just funny, whimsical, interesting things that I would love to do. And I think that in being so serious about trying to get my business to come together and to have this, you know, money on the mountain come together and pay off all this debt, which I've been doing. And it's just been a lot. And I feel like in the process, I've gotten a little lost. And it's not something I've talked about a lot because I've just been grinding at it, like just focusing. But I feel like it does my listeners and other people a disservice by not saying the journey isn't always easy because it's life. And life has bumps in the road, and how you manage those bumps with grace and, you know, just learning from what works and what doesn't, that's huge. I want to make so much money that I can pay for kids to eat. You know how people will pay school lunches off for families who can't afford it? I want to do that. I want to pay off people's layaways during Christmas season. Like, there's just all these things that I want to do to help be of service to others. And I cannot wait to embrace the joy that will happen, like that feeling that I'll have when I start doing that. So anyway, I thought I would just share some thoughts. It's, you know, again, unedited, a little bit raw. Saturday was a little intense in all the wrong ways, you know. And I just want you guys to love on one another, be kind to one another. And I think that's the other thing that's exhausting. I feel like kindness, empathy, the ability to listen, we're losing those things. And I really want to encourage us to reconnect with that. With that said, I wish you a blessed, uneventful, safe holiday season, and I can't wait to share more episodes. By the way, you may notice I'm pushing out a lot of content on the website. I have a strategy I'm working, so don't freak out. Have a great day. Take care. And thank you so much for hanging out with me.